same article that everyone else did. I know it wasn't a published talk. I have no further independent information. Okay, tonight she was dedicated to Leila Nishmas, Dr. Lederach's grandfather, whose name he told me a few minutes ago and I forgot. But, I'm sorry? Someone should have an Aliyah. Okay, Parshas Lech Lecha, Medrash Rabba tells us Parsha Mem Vav Oath days. Second column here. La Kolzman Ve'ez V'chol Seifet Tachat HaShemayim. Z'man Ha'ilo La'avram Emet Ha'shinin Alo Nila. There's a set time when Avram Avinu was supposed to undergo Bris Mila. There's a set time for Klai Yisrael in the Midbar to receive Bris Mila as well. So the Mishnah, the Medrash asks, the Yimol ben Memchef Shana, Kishikrit Bar. So why was it that Avram Avinu waited until he was 99 to undergo Bris Mila? He should have had Bris Mila at the young age of 48 when he was Makir Rif Bar. So this Mishnah is assuming. This Medrash is assuming he's not good for at age 48, not at age 3. Ella shelo limel delef b'fnei hagerim. The reason that Avram Avinu had Mila at the age of 99 and at the age of 48 was to encourage future gerim that they shouldn't think just because they're older than 48 and younger than 99 they can't have this Mila, they shouldn't undergo gerim. So Avram Avinu himself waited until he was 99 to have Mila. What I wanted to discuss tonight is whether Milas Geirus is in fact the same exact thing as regular Milas Yisrael, or are there differences in halacha and perspective between a Mila L'Shem Geirus and a Mila for a regular Yisrael. So the Rugachever has a comment in Yisui Bia Perek Yodalit Alafahay, the Perek that where the Rambam discusses Hilchos Geirus, Perek Yudgim Alafahay, Yodalit. So the Rugachever comments, Tizvi Machlokes, the Rambam Tor, about Titzin She'enan Ma'akvin Bachol. Everyone agrees that for regular Milas Yisrael, you're not closer for Titzin She'enan Ma'akvin on Shabbos, but are you closer for Titzin She'enan Ma'akvin Bachol? So the Rambam sounds like you are closer for Titzin She'enan Ma'akvin for regular Mila. But you're not closer to Titzin She'enan Ma'akvin Bachol for Milas Geirus. Why should that be the case? It says the Rugachever, somewhat cryptically, Kedarko, Dezerach Misha Mitzvah Mila V'lo B'din Geirus. So when it comes to Milas Geirim, Milas Geirim has a component of Mitzvah Mila. In Cain, Kodem Tfilah Lo Shayaseh. The Varvam says something along those lines in a slightly different formulation, which is, I think, what the Rugachever is saying. The Dvar Ram, Chelei Beis Tzibin Kase, says that Milas Geirim is essentially a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah Mila as Milas Yisrael. After all, the person's not fully Jewish yet when you do the Mila. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. And as a Hechsher Mitzvah, there's no Hider Mitzvah. Tzitzin She'enan Ma'akvin is a type of Hider Mitzvah. So when it comes to a regular Mitzvah, it makes sense to talk about Hider Mitzvah. So Tzitzin She'enan Ma'akvin, if it's a Hider Mitzvah, you would be closer for Bachol for a regular Milas Yisrael. But for Milas Geirus, which is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, not the Mitzvah Mila itself, you would not be closer for Tzitzin She'enan Ma'akvin, even Bachol. Okay. Since I owe you an answer on this for a long time, I figured this would be a good opportunity to bring it up. Alan had asked me a while ago about, I think this is what you're asking, a nusach that the Beis Yosef has in the Rambam Hilchos Mila. The Rambam Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, writes, V'imal kishehu gai, tzarech lahasif nimenu dam bris kishenis gayir. So if a non-Jew had a circumcision when he was not Jewish, and that is a gayir, He requires Hatzafas Sandris when he is Megayah. Hey, Joseph, at the beginning of your day, Reish Tamafes, has a slightly different girsa in the Rambam. He has the Imal Kishu Goy, Sarach Lahasif Mimena Dambris, Bayom Hashmini, Shenisaya. He has to do Hatzafas Sandris 8 days after the Geirus. Presumably, Geirus means Tzila, because that's all he's doing is after the Mila. So according to this girsa that the Beis Yosef has in the Rambam, 8 days after Tzilas Geirus, you have to do Hatzafas Sandris. Because they find that very difficult to understand why should have to be. The Gemara says in Yavamos, when it comes to Yavamos from above, when it comes to Geirus, once you're ready to go, Shihuye Mitzvah Mashina, Malam from the Yad, when he's ready to go, we do the Brit Mila right away, we're Megayim right away, Shihuye Mitzvah Mashina. So what's this 8 day waiting period before doing Hatzafa Sam Brit? The order is Mila. So what is, but this is a different, whether that's true for Hatafa, in this gear from the Ram is unclear, unless he means, Bayom HaShmini Shenis Gayer, once you decide that you're going to be Gayer, and then you wait 8 days, then you do Hatafa, and then you do Tila? Maybe, that's not, doesn't sound like it. So what, so this clearly isn't the halakha, maybe it doesn't reject it out of hand, but understand on some level what this possibly can mean. If Lechemda suggests the Savim owes days, then maybe according to this Girsa, there are two types of Milas Geirus. Regular Milas Geirus, where you have Mila followed by Tila, for someone who's in the Geir from scratch. So there, that Mila is a component of the Geirus process. That's a prerequisite and ingredient for Geirus. That's not a key in this Mila per se. And once he's Nimal, then there's no further need for a Kim and Mrs. Nimal because he's already Nimal. He can't have another Mila on to Yisrael. But in this case, where he never had a Mila as part of a Geirus process, he was circumcised as an Ofri. So then, maybe there's another aspect of Mila here, and this Hatzaf is a Kim of Mila, the Torah Yisrael, and then that Mila has to be the Yom HaShmini, just like a regular Yisrael when he's born. Have to experience the Shabbos, you have to wait 8 days till you do a Mila, so too by a, that's a attempt to explain what is otherwise a difficult girsa that the Frankel has some kifayah that has in the Rambam, the Beis Yosef has the Rambam, but not in the Rambam in most kifayah, not lefaneinu, and definitely not le halacha. It's suggesting that as far as the Geirus is concerned, it's not necessary, but there's still a Mitzvah Mila to do, and they have a Mekim of that Mitzvah Mila. Once you're doing a Mitzvah Mila with Eretz Yisrael, so then you have to wait 8 days to experience the Shabbos or something along those lines. Right, that's low Efsher. There's no, that Mila of Geirus should not be part of the process. Okay. The Gemara Yivamos and Daf Membav and Medeiv, 2 pages in the Marmakamos. Discusses the following. The Gemara quotes a Braisa about 10-12 lines down. Zitanya, Haresha Bava Amr Malti Below Tavalti. If a person comes and he says, I already underwent Mila, I did not yet do Tzila. Mabilinoso Mabakach Divir Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you take him at his word that he did a Mila, and then you do a Tzila, and that is sufficient. Says Rashi, Mabilinoso, a few short lines in, Havik Kisrael Ma'alya, the Ein Tzarech Lidok Ve'edim in Mila, so Hashem is with Mila, you can assume that the Mila is sufficient. You don't have to investigate whether that Mila was L'Shem Mitzvah Mila. Rabbi Yossi Amar Ema Bila. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't take him at his word that there was a proper Mila, and therefore you can't do Sila until you investigate the Mila, and if necessary, do Atafa Sandris. Rashi. Ein Matilin. Shema Rabbi Maho, the Givoni Mahohu. The Nabi at Mila is an Ofri. The Tarfa Hatif Menon Dambris, Rabbi Yossi Tarsi Bai. So here, the way Rashi explains the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi says you need to have Mila L'shem Geirus, that's Lishma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to be Lishma. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to be Lishma. The Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom here, the right column, second to left line, or left line here, is bothered by the following. Tamashma la and Rabbi Yossi, tarti by Tamashma hachad Rabbi Yossi by Mila Lishma. As we just explained, Mila Geirus has to be Lishma. The tema, the perek aim aim amidim gemara and avodah zarah daf chazayin. If you have in the next page of the Marmakomos, there the gemara says no. Take a look at avodah zarah daf chazayin amid aleph. Here the gemara quotes with Yossi as well. That's again 12-13 lines down. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer Minayin L'Mila B'Ovik Alchav Mishib Shula. How do we know that if a Nafi performs Mila that's possible? Tamalama B'Atas B'Shit Tishmor. I'm going to fist my time to Rabbi Yehuda. Tetziv Hashem Himo. Rabbi Yossi Himo Yimo. And Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says Mila Don Ayide Nafi is Kasha. So that sounds like you don't need Mila Lishma. The Nafi is clearly not having Kavanah Mitzvot Mila. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim Kasha. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim. One second. In the old printing of the standard Vilna Shas, the Tosfos Yeshanim on Menvavim Vez, just on Jim and Zion of this. Apparently in this new fancy shop, they put it somewhere else. So I'll read it to you for the old printing. The kasha was Mashma Hachad Rav Yossi by Mila Lishma V'tema Perek Eim Amidin Mashma Dikam Rav Yossi V'heicha Matzina Mila Lishma Elamal V'holeth Ashetetze Napsho. So the writer says, no problem if a Nachri does Mila. Gabi Yimo Atam Al Yimo Kusi. Letisha Mal Shem Hargizim. So there it says, you don't need Mila Lishma. The same with Yossi, the Yeshvama. The Hasam Adisfei. Letisha Yisrael Omer Al Gabi Shem Kusi. No, that's not as much of a Tisar to Lishma. Because there, even though the Nachri is doing the act of Mila, so there's Yisrael Omer El Gabav and Yisrael provides the Lishma. Over here, in the Gemara in Yevamos, we're talking about someone who had a Mila potential to be Yuso. It wasn't L'shem, this is Mila at all. So then, that's a blatant Tisarin and Lishma. That's how the Tisarin's resolution, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you need Lishma, and Omer El Gabav is sufficient to provide the Lishma, even if a Nachri is doing the Mila. Chasam Sofer in Tshuva, Yeridei Simin Shin, has a different approach to resolve the stira raised by the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim quotes this from the Tshuva Shelas Yaivis of Yaakov Emden, Sefer Beis Simon Kuf Tamos Aleph, which is a two-line Tshuva. So I don't know if the Tosfos Yeshanim was printed in the time of the Tosfos Yeshanim, but he just quotes this from the Yaivis. And he suggests a different approach. But no, the difference between the Gemara and Yevamos, the Gemara and Zara, is the difference between Mila Geirus and Mila Yisrael. When it comes to Mila Yisrael, you don't need Kavana, L'shem, Mitzvah, just as many Mitzvahs do not require Lishma. However, when it comes to Mila Geirus is a different institution, and there you need Lishma, and that Lishma is indispensable. So Mila Geirus has to be Lishma. Mila Yisrael does not require Lishma. So it says the Chasam Sofer here, Simon Shin in Yoredei. So that's relevant in a number of areas of concern when it comes to Mila Geirus. For example, there's a discussion as to whether Mila for Geirus can be performed under general anesthesia. Is there a difference in Hashayla between Mila Geirus and Mila Yisrael? which may hinge on whether there's a difference in the requirement of Lishma for Milas Geiris as opposed to Milas Yisrael. So in one direction, Tzvide Eish, Chelek Gimel Simin Tzadi Vav, the new edition is Chelek Beis Simin Samach Beis, that he asked general anesthesia for Mila, even for Milas Yisrael. He quotes from Meir Arik, Chuvas Imre Yosher, Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Mem, who was asked about this question of general anesthesia. Meir Arik answered, Chazal clearly knew that there was such a thing as anesthesia. After all, you have the din in Parakah Chovel of Efshel Tori Yodah Shalad Bissam, who we evaluate, we use as a consideration in evaluating Nezek, how much a person would pay to have an operation done under anesthesia as opposed to not under anesthesia. So apparently, because all were aware that there's such a thing as an anesthetic, and yet no one ever suggested that you could do Mila Ayuday anesthesia, so it must be that's a problem. Why should that be a problem? So Meir Arik quotes another Medrash Rabban Ar Sedra, Nem Zayin Yud Aleph, Avraham Avinu was margish the tsar of his Mila in order to receive more tsar. Apparently you see from there, quoting this Medrash L'Halacha, that there's a value significance in having tsar with Bris Mila. That's where Meir Arik Sak, that even for Mila Yisrael, you need to have tsar, and therefore anesthesia would be prohibited. And that is the orientation of Tzvide Eish, based on this Shuvah of Meir Arik. A local anesthetic he's willing to allow, but not general anesthesia. And that's the psak of Rav Avner Shevet Halevi Chelakei Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, which we have here in the Mamakomos. Chelakei Simen Kuf Mem Zayin of Dave. That under most circumstances he's reluctant to allow anesthesia unless there are extenuated circumstances where he's willing to entertain it if it's absolutely necessary. So we're not talking about Lishma. The Meir Arik's concern is tsar. The assumption is you can't have tsar when you're under anesthesia. I haven't gotten to this mother. That's Rav Avadya's objection. Yadiya Omer Chelek Hey Yaridea Simen Kaf Beis. Chelek Hey Yaridea Simen Kaf Beis. He quotes this from Meir Arik, and he writes, "The Mechilah Kot Harasa Harama Ein Dvar Mechuvar and Klal." With all due respect, Shehechan Matza Sheyeshtiv Lesar Bemila. Is it such a sifish shulchan aruch that you have to have tsar in Bris Mila? Bim Harishon himself with the kibbutz mishem chaviv tamitzvah. So maybe Avraham Avinu wanted that tsar because of the chaviv tamitzvah. So much as Avraham Avinu, mehecha teisi lomar shabal lasos tipsiki lamnomi men tsar mila shemuchal akibiyado. But now there was the dog of Avraham Avinu. So that's a din that because Avraham Avinu wanted to have tsar, to have more tsar, everyone else is looking to do so. And if someone wants to minimize the tsar, we prevent him from minimizing the tsar. So Rav Avadya writes, Alamachmir Lahavi Raya, Lahavi Raya Brua, and he thinks that so without question, one can allow anesthesia, even general anesthesia, for a regular Mila and for Mila Geiris, he doesn't distinguish, and he writes that he did that once in Yerushalayim in 1963. So writes, apparently, Rav Yitzchok Chanan, in the Sefer Zikara and Lamar and Baal Pachad Yitzchak, page Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid. They quote a few or print a few brief chuvas of Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan. You have it here in the Mamar Kamos. So in this very brief attributed line, he has no problem with using an anesthetic for Bris Mila either. Ein aniroa bazeh shum tzad le'isurim. So all that doesn't distinguish between Mila Geiris and Milas Yisrael, and doesn't really deal with the Lishma issue as well. But this may be relevant to the Lishma issue. There may be grounds to distinguish along the lines of the Kasha Tosa between Milas Geiris and Milas Yisrael. So Rabbi Fide asks, even if you assume that there is a requirement of Lishma, who's to say that you can't be mitaneh l'shma when you're influenced by or when you're out under an anesthetic? There is a l'shma on the mal, there's a l'shma on the nima. The regular nila, it could be that the mohel after the shaliach of the baal of the nimo is the one that has to have the lishma, and it doesn't make a difference what the kavanah nimo is. And that's there's some literature about that in this context as it relates to get and other elements. Also, the din is that even though a baal has to be the sheep with that when a get is executed on his behalf, but if a baal is mishtate before the get is delivered, that's a problem. But if he's sleeping when the get's delivered, that's okay. So even if he's sleeping, he still is considered a sufficient bar das. So that might be relevant to this discussion as well. But one could distinguish along the lines of the Chacham Sofer between Milas Geirus and Milas Yisrael. This may also be relevant to the question of Mila Ayidei Mumer. So, Machlokes is Machaber Mel Lahalacha, based on that from the Rezerva that we saw before in the Asad Zion, what's the din, Milas Yisrael, if a Nakri performs a Bris Mila. Or for that matter, Mumer Lachal Torah performs Bris Mila. So, beginning of Simon Beis HaMachalid, Machaber Paskins that there's no need for Hatafa, the Ramah Paskins that there is a need for Hatafa. So, we assume that if you have a Atom or a Mumer Lachal Torah Kula that performs a Bris Mila, for Milas Yisrael, there's need for Hatafa afterwards. Because the tshuva in the Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simen, Kaf Zayin, last page here of the Mamre Kamos, written in Kaf Reish Famet Zayin, 1907. So you don't have the beginning of the tshuva, but he writes that he's very happy to hear that there are Frum Jews, even in Australia, who are asking Shilas. And the Shilas is addressed to some situation in Australia. Part of the question was, if a person was Nemo Al Yidei Akum, L'shem Geirus, is that meal acceptable? So take a look in the paragraph beginning, Ulam. He writes that 6-7 lines to the bottom, those for a cheres yesh the mad of the ger tzarich nila l'shma l'shem geres the kevin denolin maho a malo akum chaser halishma umemela ein kan geres. So you need to have l'shma for nila geres, and that's lacking. How do you know you need l'shma? So he quotes that Rabbi Yossi Yevamis Namvav, the stira between Yevamis and Rabbi Tzara, the kasha of the Tosi Shanim and the Shailas Yaivitz. And he assumes that when it comes to Milas Geirus, like essentially the Chasm Sofer, you need to have Mila Lishma. If you have a non-Jew in the Mila, that's not considered Lishma. And this may or may not be relevant also to the more common question of someone who had Mila Lishem Yadus, that Salman was halachically not Jewish, but the Mo was unaware of that. He was unaware of that. They had a Mila, now L'shem Geirus, and then later on they undergo a Geirus process. Is it necessary to do a tough under those circumstances as well? So it may or may not be dependent on this question whether Lishma is necessary for Mila Geirus. Even if Lishma is necessary for Mila Geirus, what is that Lishma? Is that a Lishma on the Mila Geirus or Lishma on the Mila? So even if you need l'shma, maybe l'shma just has to be l'shem nila, not l'shem something else, not l'shem circumcision. So the Machlokas Rishonim, Yevamis Nanvav, Rashban, Rishvam, among others, you know the Gemara in Pesach Daf test that Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, in the time of Mamad Har Sinai, underwent nila tzil arta sam. The components of Geirus, nila tzil and bring their carbon. So Tzila, they all went to the mikvah before Mamad Har Sinai. What about Mila? So most of Klai Yisrael had Mila there. Had Mila before the Karban Pesach. Shevet Levi may have had Mila before. So that was in Samach Menira to Mamad Har Sinai. That was earlier. Klai Yisrael was a little bit earlier. Shevet Levi was a lot earlier. So did they need another Hatafah right before Kabbalah Satara. So the Rashba writes, Yavamas Nazavim and Aleph, Diva Masal Shekei Matinu. He quotes the Rambam, Mila Haisab in Mitzrayim, Shinam or Kala Real, Lo Yachal Bo, Malos and Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekulam Bedlu Nisus Mila Biyotam in Mitzrayim, so Kishas Shalevi, that when it came time to bring Korban Pesach, everyone except for Levi has to do this meal with them. The Lefi Dvarav, Sheva Levi, he teeth from the Hendam Brit. He did Hatah, Sheva Levi has to do Hatahfa. He Lulei Keva, my nephew is the Tach of Kanfei Ashkina. So Sheva Levi had this meal before. Historically, that wasn't a meal of the Shem Geirah. So they had to do another Hatahfa before bringing the Korban Pesach as part of the Geirah process. And the Ritva argues, and the Ramban, that no, that once they were nimol initially, there wasn't a need for another hatafa. It says the Ritva, "Uzavade ki kol osim shemal b'mitzrayim ki don sheva levi v'chayos b'hem lahutuku lahatze v'andam bris dimilas v'mila gemura v'kvar nisavu lakish ahayu b'nei noach." So that was mila l'shem milas Yisrael, or whatever the bris of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov was at the time. It wasn't mila l'shem geir. So it could be there's a machlokas, part of this machlokas rishonim is what is that, if you need lishma, how much lishma does that have to be? Is it sufficient that there's kavanas mila, or does it have to be mila geirus? So that could be relevant to our question as well. Many of the later poskim, going back to Shmuel Salant and the Hartzvi and the Zvadya and the Ravs and the Moshe, at least the Karon, assume that in this case, you don't need a talk if you already had a meal of shame yadis. One final issue that we're out of time for, but just briefly, this may be relevant to the question of someone who is unable to perform a meal for medical reasons, can he still convert? So there is a tshuva of Itzel Panovich, or Zecher Yitzchak Simon Gimel, in which he argues that there are grounds to permit someone to convert in those circumstances without doing this meal. Just as Nifra Sagid is like a woman, so you physically can't do bris mila, so that's the afshar, so mila is not necessary. So too, if there's a medical impediment to doing mila, you can convert it without a mila as well. Partially based on a discussion of this question, what is the nature of mila of geirus? So that's the approach that's summarily rejected by Rav Chaim Ozer and others. You have that here in the Talmud, Afi Ezer. This is the posthumously published volume, Chelek Dalid, beginning in Simon Mem Hei. He notes that he heard such a thought from a Ritzel Panovicher, and he rejects it. And then in the next Simon, he wrote a Hasama to a Sefer, Chai Olamnata, by a Rug in Siberia. And in the Haskama, he wrote that it's a very nice sefer, but the simanim which you entertain the style of whether you could do a geirus to someone who is medically incapable of doing mila, take out the simanim because there's nothing to talk about. So in that actual sefer, they print this Haskama from Chaim Ozer that says, take out the simanim. And it says in the footnote that the Mechaber listened to Chaim Ozer and took out the simanim. And the actual printed sefer, the simanim still appear. I'm not exactly sure what happened. When every Shakti quotes this, he quotes that the Nikola Panovich's contemporary thought that he was a very original thinker and he couldn't be involved in Sakalacha because he had all these original Sakim. I saw in a book that came out this past year that I was skimming over the summer by the Lubavitcher, Rabbi Huttner, and Huttner and the Rebbe. He wrote the Rebbe and the Rebbe, so he came out with the Huttner and the Rebbe. So in the footnote, he has a story that he heard from someone who was close to the Ruderman. The Ruderman was in Slobodka by the altar. Apparently there's a tkufa when some people in Slobodka wanted to go in by Yitzchak Panovicher, and the altar is very opposed to it. So Ruderman had such an idea at one point that he spoke to the altar. The altar told him, if you want to drown, you could drown in the whatever the name of the local river here in Slobodka, if you want to go to Panovich to drown. So he writes that Ruderman was vacationing in the summer home once, and he's sitting on the porch on a Shabbos afternoon, and a very fancy car pulls up in front of him, and out comes this very respectably dressed gentleman smoking a pipe, and he comes up and he greets the Ruderman, and it turns out that they were Chaverim and back from Slobodka, and this is one of the people that went to learn in Panovich. looks like we're out of time.